Vera to Roland, 1st London General, 15th December 1915. I would like to write you a specially nice letter tonight, because I expect this will be the one I promised you should have for Christmas. That is, if posts are delayed as much as we have been warned they will be. It would be nicer still, perhaps, if I were not a little disquieted by vague rumors that are going round here of a big movement impending on the Western Front, and a consequent cancelling of all leaves in the near future. This is such a wretched war, so abundant in disappointments and postponements and annoyances, as well as more tremendous things, that I should scarcely be surprised to think that everything I was looking forward to, which temporarily make life worth living, is not to come off. The rain is pouring down on the hut roof, and I wonder if it is pouring down on you, too, amid your cold and mud and tumble-down dugouts. I am just longing to see you, with a chance of being clean and dry at last, sitting with me in a comfortable room before a nice, warm hotel fire. Is it an absurdity to wish you a Merry Christmas in the midst of sodden trenches and cold and damp and misery? It seems so, with the enemy only comparatively a few yards away, and the dead sleeping beside you and behind you and beneath your feet. The dead who perhaps were struggling bravely in spite of cold and suffering to create a gay spirit for Christmas time this time last year. Yes, to wish you a happy Christmas would certainly be absurd. But I suppose the British soldier, who can go with songs to his death, or with even better than songs, like the genius who called out early doors sixpence in the attack on Loos, can conjure up a spirit of gaiety at Christmas time. Well then, a Merry Christmas. Perhaps soon after you get this, you will be here again to answer it in person, in a better way than with pen and ink. And perhaps not. But somehow I feel the end is not destined to be here and now. We have not fulfilled ourselves, and some day we shall live out our roseate poem through. Au revoir, dearest.